In the Donetsk region of Ukraine, a Russian-appointed election official tours a polling station. This is one of four regions where people are voting to join the Russian Federation.
We grant the right to vote to all citizens of the Donetsk People's Republic, as well as abroad.
In a nearby park, people under the watchful eye of the Russian state say they welcome the referendum.
Russia has always been our motherland. Without it, we have no one left. Ukraine abandoned us long ago.
There are no international election monitors, only those invited by Russia. Media have been tightly controlled. Many Western analysts say it's nothing more than an exercise by the Kremlin to shape how people think about Russian-occupied parts of Ukraine.
This is no referendum. This is no expression of will. But at the same time, they want to save face, meaning getting observers, meaning filming stories of workmen voting at polling stations, the protocols being written and so on. This is kind of an imitational democracy model where pictures are important.
In some areas, Russian-installed officials said they would be going door to door with police to invite residents to vote. Critics say it's clear intimidation. Under international law, it is illegal to hold referendums during conflict and where people are under threat. Most countries, as well as international bodies such as the European Union and United Nations, have said they won't recognize the results. The head of Ukraine's election commission has told us the vote violates the Constitution.
There are no legal mechanics in the Ukrainian Constitution to give up territories. This is completely unconstitutional. Under martial law that we live under now, it is prohibited by Ukrainian laws to organize any referendum on our lands.
In 2014, Russia held a referendum in Crimea, in which it alleged 96% of the people voted to join the Federation. 5 days later, the annexation of Crimea was signed into law. It now appears that same process is happening again, but in a much larger area, in the middle of a war, and with more at stake for both Ukraine and Russia. Gabriel Elizondo, Al Jazeera, Kyiv.